If you are concerned about bamboo mites bite, keep reading to find the best answer, do bamboo mites bite humans, with all the things you should know about it. Although different types of bamboo plants are almost low-maintenance plants that are resistant to most pests and diseases, several pests can infest bamboo plants. I discussed bamboo pests in my previous article and told you one of the most serious problems of bamboo plants is bamboo mite infestations. My academic major is plant protection and I work as a gardening advisor. Most people, when spot tiny bugs on their plants, they are afraid these pests bite them. One of the most frequent questions that they ask me is, do bamboo mites bite humans? In this article, I want to answer this question. Keep reading. What are bamboo mites? Before discussing, do bamboo mites bite humans, let's find out what are these tiny bugs. Bamboo mites are a group of tiny arachnids belonging to various families, and they can be significant pests for bamboo plants. They belong to Tarsonemidae, aka thread-footed or white mites. Areophyidae, aka gall mites. Tetranychidae, aka spider mites. One of the most common species of bamboo mites include Stigmyopsis solarius, Schizotetranychus solarius. This species is particularly widespread in bamboo cultivations and is known to cause significant damage to bamboo plants. Bamboo mites primarily feed on bamboo leaves, causing damage by piercing plant cells and extracting the cell contents, including sap. The damage they inflict on bamboo can manifest in various ways, and the symptoms of infested bamboo may include leaf stippling. One of the initial signs of bamboo mite infestation is the appearance of small, light-colored or yellowish spots on the bamboo leaves. These spots may coalesce and give the leaves a stippled or speckled appearance. Leaf discoloration. As the mite population grows and continues to feed on the bamboo leaves, the affected areas may turn brown or become necrotic, resulting in the discoloration of the leaves. Reduced vigor. Bamboo plants infested with mites can exhibit reduced growth and vigor. They may appear less healthy, and their overall vitality can be compromised. Premature leaf drop. Severe infestations of bamboo mites can lead to premature leaf drop, which can further weaken the plant. Now you found out about the damages of mites in bamboo plants, comment to answer the main question of this article. Do bamboo mites bite humans? As I told you before, bamboo mites are plant pests that can infest various plant species, including bamboo plants, and typically do not bite or harm humans. Do you know why? Because these mites are specialized in feeding on plants, so their mouthparts are adapted for piercing plant cells to extract plant sap, not animals and humans. So, if someone asks you, do bamboo mites bite humans, you must answer, bamboo mites do not have the structures necessary for biting or feeding on the blood of humans or animals and do not pose a direct threat to human health. However, there is the risk of skin irritation or potential allergic reactions after contact with the bamboo mites or their excretions, so I recommend handling infested bamboo plants or any other plants with care and washing your hands thoroughly. However, bamboo mites cannot bite you, but they can harm your bamboo plants and cause damage. So, you must get rid of them. Keep reading to tell you all the things must know to manage bamboo mite infestations. How to get rid of bamboo mites. Controlling bamboo mites can be challenging, but there are several methods you can employ to manage and reduce their populations. Here are some effective ways to get rid of bamboo mites. Pruning the infested foliage. One of the simplest methods to control bamboo mites is to prune and remove heavily infested leaves and branches. Be sure to dispose of the pruned plant material away from the bamboo plantation to prevent the mites from spreading. Spraying your infested bamboo plant with water. High-pressure water sprays can help dislodge mites from the bamboo leaves. Regularly washing the bamboo with a strong stream of water can reduce mite populations. Get help from beneficial predators. Introducing natural predators of mites, such as ladybugs, predatory mites, and lacewings, can help keep bamboo mite populations in check. I discussed using ladybugs as beneficial predators in my previous article. These beneficial insects can help control mite infestations by feeding on them. Treatment of the infested plant with miticides. When mite infestations are severe and other methods are not effective, you may consider using miticides. Miticides are chemicals specifically designed to kill mites. However, be sure to follow the manufacturer's instructions and safety guidelines when using pesticides, and use them as a last resort. Spray your infested plant with neem oil. Neem oil is a natural product that can be used to control mites. It works by disrupting the mites' feeding and reproductive processes. Dilute neem oil according to the manufacturer's instructions and spray it on affected bamboo leaves. Maintain plant health to reduce mite infestations. As a rule, in plant protection science, healthy plants are more resilient to pest infestations. So, you must ensure your bamboo is well watered and adequately fertilized, as stressed or weak plants are more susceptible to mite damage. Read my previous article to learn more about indoor bamboo care and to find pro tips on this issue. Use companion planting. You may be surprised if I tell you some plants, such as marigolds and chrysanthemums, are known to repel mites. Planting these alongside your bamboo may help deter mite infestations. Isolate infested bamboo plant. If you have a single bamboo plant showing signs of mite infestation, consider isolating it from other bamboo plants to prevent the mites from spreading. Regular monitoring of your bamboo plant. Periodically inspect your bamboo plants for early signs of mite infestations. Early detection allows for prompt intervention, which is often more effective in controlling mites. Avoid over-fertilizing with nitrogen-rich fertilizers. The nitrogen-rich fertilizers can encourage mite populations. Instead, as I told you in my previous article about the best fertilizers for bamboo plants, you must use balanced fertilizers that promote overall plant health without stimulating mite outbreaks. Conclusion. Here I discussed bamboo mite infestations and showed you how they cause damage to your bamboo plant. I tried to answer, do bamboo mites bite humans? And told you they cannot bite humans, although may cause skin irritation or potential allergic reactions. I also provided you with methods to get rid of bamboo mites. Have you ever been bitten by a plant pest? Some people think thrips can bite humans. Do you agree with them? I discussed it in my previous article. Please share your experiences and ideas with our readers below this page.